This is our Rob. He's got a big, powerful, majestic dream that's coming true. What date?
October 5th.
Right. So that's not that far away, guys, really. That's a month and a half. So get your brain situated. Rob is going to make an announcement. We've already started putting the news out in the newsletter, but I want you guys to really understand why it's so important. So why don't you come over here and I'll record you.
Okay. All right, guys. As you know, if those of you don't know me, I'm Robert Rodriguez. I'm the current Mr. San Diego Eagle. I'm having the first leather fetish ball here in San Diego, October the 5th. It's been something that I've been thinking about and dreaming, trying to get together for years to come, but didn't know how to do it. But with this title, I decided to just take it by the bull, by the horn, whatever it's called, and go with it. And so I've been planning for months now, and my dream is actually coming true. I've got lots of sponsors right now that are coming in. And if anybody wants to sponsor or volunteer, there will be a volunteer list coming up soon. You can go to www.leatherfetishball.com. There's some quick information in there for you guys. By the end of this weekend, hopefully, God willing, what you see right now, if you were to go onto the site, it will be revamped. It's going to be a total different website look from what it looks today. The reason for me doing this is that we as leather fetish men, and even our sisters, women, in the pansexual group as well, we have nowhere else to go dress up in our gear besides on a weekend at the leather bar or going to L.A., Palm Springs, San Francisco, or even to the Mr. San Diego Leather Contest or the Mr. Eagle Contest. When do you get a chance to dress up in your best gear? So I decided to do this fetish ball for that reason. To get you all together, get dressed up, come out, have fun, dance your asses off.
Celebrate life.
Celebrate life.
Yeah.
Celebrate your fetishes. Celebrate the love for leather. And that's my whole goal for this. And that being said, I do have some VIP tickets that are $50, which includes free drinks for those that drink. If you don't drink, I will have some coffee and some refreshments, non-alcoholic refreshments as well. There will be some desserts from several businesses that are donating. And I also have some food that's being donated by local restaurants as well. So that'll get you also in the door faster, no waiting in line. And then we do have a $25 general admission. At this event, I have a good friend of mine. His name is Travis T., which is from Aerial Revolution. He is an aerialist and contortionist. He will be dancing above your heads and suspended in satin ribbons and spears that they have, these rings, that he'll be doing that. And I also have a special guest entertainment by the Gender Bender Blitz Glam that will be doing a number, a skit with some backup dancers from L.A. coming in.
That's some high-quality entertainment, too, by the way.
And we have that. And then also, throughout the evening, I have Aaron Duke. Will we present Aaron Duke? Because he will be leaving the following weekend to Chicago to compete at ABW.
American Brotherhood Weekend.
Yes, American Brotherhood Weekend. And why not have him there and give him a big celebration party as well? Include him in that. And if anybody wants to donate to Aaron's for his trip, by all means, you can do so. We'll have a booth and whatnot with Aaron there as well. If anybody is a vendor or knows anybody that would like to sell any of their products, the leather gear or whatnot, contact me as well. We'll have vendor booths as well. We've got a few people coming in, so that'll be there as well. Like I said, I have two DJs going to be there. One DJ Axel. Some of you may know him, and some of you that don't. He used to DJ at Wolf back in the day. So he's coming back and DJing for me that evening, as well as DJ Rhino. So that'll be a lot of fun. And a lot of you guys have heard Rhino at Harness or Belt. So some great music will be going on. Again, this is just for you guys. I'm doing this for you, for our brothers and sisters, and the pansexual group as well. Club X is coming down. I've got the Fetish Man group. I've got Bears. I've got the Rodeo guys. But we're all dressing up in our gear, our leather, rubber, fetishes, military uniforms. Bring it on. At the entrance of our gate, I will have a red carpet photographer.
Love it.
So you can come in, get your photo taken in your best gear, go inside and have fun. Guys, I'm expecting this to be an event to remember.
So and possibly even an annual event.
It's not possibly. It's going to be an annual event. It's going to be an annual event. It will be held at the Sunset Temple in North Park. Sunset Temple is right next, actually it's the same building as Claire de Lune's, exactly. It's on Kansas Side Street. The temple is amazing. I just can't describe it. It's going to be two stories, VIP upstairs and the dance floor downstairs. We have, the Old Globe Theater stage, the one it used to be. It's now hers. She bought that, and it's in her venue. So that's where, it's just amazing. It's going to be a great event, and I'm hoping to see each and every one of you guys there. Again, look for the postings on Facebook on the Fetish Man group. I will need some volunteers. With that being said, the volunteers, when you volunteer your time, of course, you'll be in there for free. I just need you for a few hours, 2 to 3 hours, and the rest, it's yours.
And if you're not sure how to reach him, just ask me.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Where's the flogging going to
happen? Okay. I will have, this is the thing I will have also that I failed to mention. I do have a demo. It's not really much of a demo. It's more of an ambiance.
Yeah.
There'll be some fetish, flogging, some the wand, the electrical wand going, because it will be low lit, but you can see the wand just glowing on the body. So, like I said, it's more of an ambiance. It's not a demo. So I don't want to call it a demo, but it will be there to get you hot and horny so you can go home and play with your partner.
All right.
All right, guys, thank you so much for letting me interrupt for the first few minutes. You have a question?
No.
Oh, you need a question? Okay. Before I leave.
So let's hear it for him. Thank you for your powerful dream. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you. I'm sorry for leaving. I have another meeting that to go present as well. So, thanks.
All right. Take care.
I do.
Can you give him a number because I want to volunteer?
Okay. You can,
tell you what, I'll send you his information.
All right.
Again, www.leatherfetishbulb.com. Okay? Thank you, guys.
Okay. What we just heard would not have existed 10, 15 years ago in San Diego. The reason why he is succeeding, see, I hear from him all the time. He is succeeding like crazy. He's getting so much support. It's exploding at him from every direction. He's having difficulty staying ahead of the parade. It's just like he's running as fast as he can, and the parade is racing, you know. Because, as I'm always saying, it takes a village. In San Diego, we have that village. We have a huge support system. So his dream is a powerful one, it's a valid one, and it's an exciting one, and it's taking off like crazy. And I invite everybody to really actively participate in it because it's an opportunity for ecstasy on a crowd level, really. Because the people that are going to be showing up are the same sort of people that are in this room. This is where we hit, the energy goes through the roof. With the music playing, everybody's going to hit Diva Overload at the same time. Yeah. And because we already like each other so much, then things are just going to go sideways really quickly and very appropriately and very joyfully.